Type meets anti-type, April 10. Washed in the blood of the Lamb. But now in Christ Jesus ye who sometimes were far off are made nigh by the blood of Christ. God's people, whom he calls his peculiar treasure, were privileged with a twofold system of law, the moral and ceremonial. From the creation the moral law was an essential part of God's divine plan, and was as unchangeable as himself. The ceremonial law was to answer a particular purpose in Christ's plan for the salvation of the race. The typical system of sacrifices and offerings was established that through these services the sinner might discern the great offering, Christ. The ceremonial law was glorious. It was the provision made by Jesus Christ in council with his Father, to aid in the salvation of the race. The whole arrangement of the typical system was founded on Christ. Adam saw Christ prefigured in the innocent beast suffering the penalty of his transgression of Jehovah's law. The need for the service of sacrifices and offerings ceased when type met anti-type in the death of Christ. In him the shadow reached the substance. The law of God will maintain its exalted character as long as the throne of Jehovah endures. This law is the expression of God's character. Types and shadows, offerings and sacrifices, had no virtue after Christ's death on the cross, but God's law was not crucified with Christ. Today he, Satan, is deceiving human beings in regard to the law of God. The law of the Ten Commandments lives and will live through the eternal ages. God did not make the infinite sacrifice of giving his only begotten Son to our world, to secure for man the privilege of breaking the commandments of God in this life and in the future eternal life. He, Jesus, gave his precious, innocent life to save guilty human beings from eternal ruin, that through faith in him they might stand guiltless before the throne of God.